As I teased earlier, Tova Knecht from TovaInIsrael.com interviewed Tamir Goodman, a former Jewish high school basketball star, went on to play college at the Division I level, went on to play in Israel and overseas, and obviously there's more to Tamir himself. But Tova Knecht joined Bite Size. She's agreed to join us as a contributor, so we'll have plenty more from her throughout the entire season here at the Nachum Segal Network. But let me introduce, before Tova introduces Tamir, I want to tell my audience a little bit about Tova. For those of you that don't know, Tova was actually from New Jersey and decided to move her entire family to live in Yerushalayim. She has a blog, TovaInIsrael.com, which describes and highlights all of Israel's positivity, features everyday life in a new country, the Jewish homeland. She writes about, you know, shuk store owners, Eged buses, all of that, including even her daughter's allergies. She tries to find the positives in every situation that arises and has inspired people around the world to follow her journey and see a different side of Israel. She talks to families interested in moving to Israel, tries to alleviate their concerns, and answer all their questions. You can follow Tova on Facebook, facebook.com/TovaInIsrael, Tova without an H. On Instagram, Tova in Israel, and even the daily behind the scenes on Snapchat, Tova Knecht, TovaKnecht. So I'm proud and happy that Tova has joined us here on Bite Size as a regular contributor, and we look forward to many of her contributions that she will provide for us over the rest of the season. But for now, here's Tova with Tamir Goodman. You're tuned into Bite Sized right here on the Nachum Segal Network.
Thank you, Yoni. I'm honored to be sitting here in Yerushalayim in the Denmark gym with the very respected Tamir Goodman, better known as the Jewish Jordan. Welcome, Tamir.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's funny for me to be sitting on the floor. Actually, it brings up a funny story. My first time going to a basketball game, my now husband said to me, "We have floor seats." And I asked him, "Does that mean I shouldn't wear a nice skirt?" So now, since then, having a son, I'm fully involved in the world of sports. So Tamir, how do your vast experiences in sports as a religious Jew open doors for young Jewish children now?
Well, I think that I was blessed to be in a predicament and a situation where I was able to fulfill my dream of playing Division I basketball and professional basketball without having to play on Shabbat on a full athletic scholarship and while wearing my kippah on the court. And while that definitely was a journey, I think that I had to go through it for many reasons, but one of the main reasons being that one day there are going to be kids that are also going to play Division I basketball and professional basketball, and people are going to laugh at them and people are going to tell them it's impossible because you keep Shabbat or you wear a kippah or you're an observant Jew, and hopefully they'll be able to say it is possible. And I think that that's probably the main reason why I went through everything that I went through.
So now, hearing about this Jewish religious kid in California, Ryan Terrell, with a wonderful future in basketball, what's your advice to him and other kids like him?
My advice to him and to other kids like him would be to never settle, to reach your inner potential, to enjoy the journey, to take everything this game could give you and apply it to your life, and do it as a proud Jew, and all the doors will open up for you at the right time.
So even though you passed up, you know, potential fame and success for the Jewish religion, you don't feel that it had a negative impact on your life?
I think it's really the opposite. I think that Judaism helped me be a better player and a better person, and it always gave me the guideline and blueprint to be the best Jewish athlete that I could possibly be, both during the good times and during the harder times. And it was always a positive. It was never a negative.
Okay. And with Shabbat, you say it's a special time for you. Did you ever face any adverse reactions for observing and not being able to play? Or did you ever have any funny stories from teammates?
I've been blessed to play Division I basketball and professional basketball for 7 years. I can't think of one time that there was anything negative between my teammates and I when it came to Shabbat. My teammates love Shabbat. because first of all, they got more rest. Friday practice ended in the early afternoon, and we didn't practice again until Saturday night. And if it wasn't for Shabbat, we'd be practicing Saturday morning.
They had a nice rest.
They had a nice rest, and also they would always come to my room and try some of the Shabbat food that my parents sent for me. So they loved the food, and they loved the extra rest, and it was always a positive.
It was a win-win for all
exactly.
of you. Perfect. Can you briefly describe your new book that you co-authored with your wife, Judy, The Jewish Jordan's Triple Threat?
The Jewish Jordan's Triple Threat basically brings out mental and spiritual and physical lessons from the game of basketball to the language of basketball. So many people around the world love basketball and they understand basketball concepts. So through these basketball concepts, we try to bring out deeper messages. And hopefully the players and the readers will be able to apply these lessons to their lives and have a more meaningful and happy life.
Amazing. Just a quick funny question about keeping your yarmulke on your head while you're playing basketball. My son's yarmulke is forever in his mouth. He does not keep it on his head. Any tricks?
Yeah, I think, thank God now they have clip kippahs. When I was playing, the trainer always had an extra piece of tape for me, even though he wasn't Jewish. And also one time specifically when I was playing in college, my kippah fell off in the game after I dove for a loose ball. And because I hit my head on the floor, I didn't realize that my kippah was still on the court. And one of my non-Jewish teammates ran out to half court. He picked up my kippah and he put it back on my head for me, and we got a standing ovation. And I think that story will always resonate with me and hopefully with other people, that people respect you when you try to be the best that you can be. And it's nothing to really be ashamed of. So, but yeah, I know kids have a tough time keeping their kippah on. I also have, you know, my son going through the same thing, but in the bigger picture, it's a positive, it's not a negative.
Fantastic. Okay, so, you know, just on a personal note, moving to Israel in the last a little over a year, I know how important it is for, you know, the Jewish people to live in Israel. After you completed your army service in the IDF, did you know that you always wanted to live in Israel permanently? And what advice would you have to families that want to make Aliyah?
Yes, I always knew that I wanted to live in Israel. I was lucky enough that Coach David Blatt brought me to Israel in 2002, and I was able to begin my basketball journey as a professional player. But I also was able to fulfill, like you mentioned, my second dream, which was to be an IDF soldier. And when I finished my IDF service, I knew for sure that I wanted to live in Israel. And thank God we live here in Jerusalem with my wife and four children. And I think my advice would be two things. Number one, oftentimes you won't have all the answers while you're still in America. Sometimes you have to take that leap of faith, and once you get here, things will work out. And so the first one is, you know, the leap of faith. And I think the second one is to give it a little bit of time once you get here. It may seem very overwhelming at first, but ultimately you realize that everything will fall into place even better than you can imagine. So the leap of faith, and give it a little bit of time, and should be happier than you could ever imagined.
Okay, and you mentioned that you live in Jerusalem. I do also. And you don't find a lot of Olim from America moving to Jerusalem. Can you tell us about the community life or why it's a nice place to raise your family?
Yes, I agree. I think that for some reason, Jerusalem has that reputation of like not the go-to spot for young American families. But I've, from our own personal experience, felt its exact opposite. The schools have been great for the kids. Community has been really, really sweet, and it's just a lot of fun to be here, and just every day is so meaningful that it's, for me personally, there's nothing like it. I couldn't imagine living anywhere else in the world.
Wow, I'm sure that'll resonate with a lot of people. Okay, just from growing up, any funny stories from growing up in the good old days in Baltimore?
Yeah, I think growing up in Baltimore was great, especially for me as a basketball player, because there was a lot of great players around. But I can remember specifically riding my bike to a local playground where I was the only Jewish kid, obviously, out there with my kippah on. And it was in the summertime, and you know, players would start coming around 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and they'd be there till around 9, 10 o'clock at night. But they would not let me play because I was a young player. I was, you know, 11, 12 years old. But I noticed that if I stayed long enough, there wouldn't have enough players. Like around 9, 10 o'clock at night, there wasn't 10 players, so they would let me play for a couple minutes. I would literally wait the whole day dribbling on the sideline, working on my ball handling skills, and just for those couple minutes to play with the older players at the end of the day. And they really embraced me and made me feel really comfortable. And I remember one time specifically, my teacher from the Jewish school, she happened to drive by and she saw me there with my kippah on, and she said, "You know, aren't you scared to be here?" And I said, "No, I actually feel more comfortable here than almost any other place in the world." And I think that's the uniqueness about basketball, that has the power to bring people together from all different types of cultures. And I'm very glad that I've been able to live out my dream as a proud Jew.
Fantastic. You mentioned that you're going on a speaking tour in the States now. Can you shed some light on what some of that focus might be?
Yeah, I'm going on a speaking and basketball clinic tour. I'll be speaking at different venues, at a movie premiere for an Israeli basketball film in Chicago. Then I'm going to the Cooper Invitational basketball tournament in Tennessee, where I'll focus more on basketball. I'll be talking to basketball players. And then I'm also going to Indiana to speak on campus there. And I'll also be in New York next Sunday and Monday, speaking at the Sephardic Center in Brooklyn. And I'm really looking forward to all of the speaking engagements and clinics, and hopefully being able to have an incredibly successful tour.
I wish you all the success. And just to end off, what is Tova for you in Israel?
My favorite thing about living in Israel is just the incredible feeling of truth and godliness and purpose and meaningfulness and happiness and holidays and Shabbat and family and spirituality. All that comes together when you live in Israel like no other place in the world. And that's why I love living here.
Thank you for everything and continued success in everything you do. You've been listening to Tova Knecht of Tova in Israel. Back to you, Yoni.
Thank you, Tova. And that was Tova Knecht interviewing Tamir Goodman, former Jewish high school star, Division I basketball player, an athlete overseas. I know as a Jewish high school basketball player myself, when I went to when I played down in Houston, we obviously didn't hear so much about Tamir Goodman other than, as Tova mentioned in her interview, Tamir is known as the Jewish Jordan. So that's pretty much all we heard about Tamir Goodman, but everyone knew Tamir Goodman was the Jewish high school star. Not when I played, but just a few years prior, and we all wanted to be the next Tamir. Though for myself and many of my teammates, that didn't quite happen. Though one of my teammates does currently play at Harvard, so that's pretty cool. And a shout out to him. But otherwise, it's a tough road, as Tamir himself mentioned. Besides for having to be athletically gifted with the athleticism and the talent, to be Shomer Shabbos throughout that entire experience is really a tough and challenging thing to do. So we thank Tova and we thank Tamir for joining us. Again, about Tova, you can follow her on Facebook, TovaInIsrael.com. You could check her out there as well. Snapchat, Tova in Israel. Instagram, Tova in Israel. Excuse me, Snapchat, Tova Knecht. K-N-E-C-H-T. And we look forward to many more contributions coming from Tova as the season continues.